following is a presentation of Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. Live from Thornberry Creek in Oneida, this is the Dayton Jones Show, presented by Aurora Daycare Sports Medicine. We have everything under one roof with a lifelong athlete. And Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, offering Made in America sunrooms, baths, and replacement windows. Learn more by visiting Tundraland.com today. Fan Nation, it's time to go inside the locker room and get the latest on the green and gold with defensive end Dayton Jones. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wealth Plan and DePere, your hometown source for independent financial advice, Alliance Insurance Centers, hometown service, world-class solutions, Packerland Pilsner, brewed by Hinterland Brewery, and available in 12-packs of 12-ounce cans at your local grocery and liquor stores. The Animal House, leader of the pack for veterinary care, boarding, daycare, grooming, and training. Bay Lake Bank, helping build a good life. Gandrude Auto Group, over 1,200 vehicles at Gandrude.com. Gandrude, one low price always. Diamonds and Gold, when it's time to have and to hold, come to Diamonds and Gold. VNS Midwest Carriers, now hiring over-the-road drivers with great pay and complete benefit package. And Game Day Sports, located in the Yonkers Wing at Bay Park Square Mall. Live from Thornberry Creek at Oneida, here's Dayton Jones and Rookie on Sports Radio 107.5 at 1400 The Fan.
Hello, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Thornberry Creek at Oneida. It's the Dayton Jones Show here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400. The Fan. I'm not sure who this stranger is sitting to my left. I haven't seen him in
a month.
Who are you?
Mr. Jones is back, you know, Daddy Jones. They call me Papa Jones.
Not Dayton Jones, Daddy Jones in the house. And somewhere, the wife and the baby are here.
Oh, where are they at?
Where are they?
Oh, they're right over there by the bar. Get away from the bar.
There they are. Hi. So, obviously, mom is doing good.
Oh, mom's doing great. The baby's doing wonderful. She's not keeping me up in the middle of the night. So I'm doing great.
I can't remember what your baby's name is. I wanted to say Rookietta sounds familiar. Is that...
Oh, I was going to name... You know, that was probably going to be her middle name, you know, but... You know, now I'm a seasoned vet, so, you know, I can't have her. But her name is Layla Shea Jones, and Layla means knight, and Shea means majestic, and, you know, Jones means champion. You know, we're winners.
I like it. Very good, very good. You know, I was thinking to myself, I should get Dayton a baby gift. Like, I should go over to the Packers Pro Shop and get a baby gift. And I'm like, really? I'm gonna go get Dayton. What do I get the guy that probably has everything?
Oh, man, video games.
Well, I wasn't thinking for you. I was thinking for the baby.
You can get my daughter the new Call of Duty. It comes out next month. That'd be a perfect baby gift. The wife really hate me.
Oh, there you go. Here's a Call of Duty game for your newborn. That'd be awesome. I'd win like
trying to throw all my focus off
Uncle Rookie of the Year or something like that if I did that.
Oh,
so
man.
So the last time we chatted and you were supposed to do the show, you sent me a text, said the water broke, you're on your way to the hospital. It was complete panic on my part trying to figure out who'd do the show.
Oh man, it was nothing but scrambling for me.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I still came through with the guests. You know,
I know
Ty
you
Montgomery,
did.
But
it's probably one of our best shows ever.
Oh man, did Corey at least win?
Did Corey win trivia that night? Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He won. So anyway, you're rushing to the hospital. The wife was going into labor. Did she have the baby right away or?
Oh, no, 20 hours of labor.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, it was long.
So you actually could have left her there and come and done a show.
You know, then I wouldn't have been a great dad. You know, I had to be there for the entire experience.
The baby will never know.
She needs somebody to rub her feet and rub her back, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to coach her through it.
She was probably, like, in such extreme pain, she didn't even know. She wouldn't have even known if you were gone or
she
not.
She turned to a different person.
Yeah.
Grabbed my neck, almost broke my hand. It was scary.
Oh, that's awesome. But everybody's doing good, and have you slept?
Oh, yeah, I've been sleeping really well. You know, she wakes up here and there in the middle of the night sometimes, but she's not too bad.
All right, very good. Now, have you changed any diapers?
Oh, yeah, I'm a pro now.
Are you? Or do you have diaper service? Hire somebody to come over and do it for you.
I hear in the middle of the night, I tell my wife, hey, stay down. I got her on this one.
Oh.
Yeah, we're Where am I? I need an all button.
So you're changing diapers and you're feeding. You're getting up in the middle of the night and doing your fair share of feeding.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing my fair share, you know. The hardest part for her was the labor. You know, now I got
now, is that true? Is she really doing his fair share?
She said no.
No. How come I knew
she
that wasn't?
She exposed me.
How come I knew that wasn't the case?
Oh, man.
So,
I'm not a deadbeat, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm there.
Well, that's good. So, anyway, it's a little bit different experience. I'm being a dad now and kind of makes, I don't know, coming home from practice, a hard day at work.
Oh,
a
yeah.
loss to Denver, something like that, a whole new perspective,
well,
doesn't
she's,
it?
Well, she's my bright, you know, my bright joy. She's all my joy. So, you know, when I go home, I get to see my wife. You know, I see my baby smile and my wife smile. You know, that just brings me up instantly. And just it reminds me every day that I can't take this game for granted because, you know, I'm not playing for myself anymore and I'm playing for my family.
Remember last year when you did the show and it was like maybe the very first show that we did together and I said, man, you, like, smell so good. And I mean that in, like, a total, like, guy masculine or whatever. Remember that? Like,
oh, yeah, I remember.
Now you just smell like baby spit up and stuff. So
yeah, I know. Baby, you know, the Johnson & Johnson baby vomit.
Yeah. just a couple of minutes here before we bring on your guest. So everything's going good there in the home life. We got to talk a little bit about the first loss of the season. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. A lot of different things. And, you know, you go up to Denver, you know, it's a mile high. You know, they came out ready to go. They came out physical, and you know, we didn't respond, and that's on our part, and we're cleaning it up.
Now, everybody going into the game was talking about Peyton Manning, and he didn't look like the Peyton Manning of years gone by, and certainly looked like the old Peyton Manning.
He looked like Peyton Manning. You know, we all knew coming into this game that he's a great quarterback. He's a Hall of Famer whenever he retires, and he's one of the best to ever do it. So, you know, just to go up there and play against Peyton Manning was great. I'm pretty sure we're going to see them again in San Francisco.
Oh, calling the shot. No applause for that? That's like, what?
Yeah,
you
got
what?
Wait.
What's going on,
oh,
people?
My gosh,
are you guys sleeping?
Asleep.
What's going on out here? Check, check, check. Is this microphone on? Can you guys hear me out there?
We are.
Can you hear
sweet.
Me? Are we just talking to ourselves
I
up there?
Know, right?
Man, I don't
yeah.
know what the heck was going on. It was kind of funny because the defense was like the toast of the town for the first five games. And then even though you beat San Diego, they threw for 500 and some yards. And then with the Denver game, it's suddenly like you guys aren't the toast of the town anymore.
You know,
fans are fickle, aren't they?
I mean, hey, you know, it comes with the territory. You know, you're the hottest team in the league. You know, everybody's expecting a lot out of Green Bay. You know, we're not perfect, but, you know, Green Bay is a special place, and we're a family team. You know, it's a fan-owned team, and we have, like, a family connection with our fans. You know what I'm saying? So when we're not playing our best, it affects the entire city, you know. So I can understand if, you know, that loss – affected the city in a really major way, but you know, we're going to bounce back. We're strong, and you know, we've been here before. It's our first loss of the season, and we're headed right back to the top.
Now, you personally had a pretty good game on Sunday night. You had peeled off a couple of blocks and had a nice couple of tackles. One in particular, I think it might have been Hillman trying to come up the middle. You peeled off a block and threw him for a no gainer.
Oh yeah, just it was a great read on my behalf. And you know, all the guys next to me, Mike Daniels, made a great push to close the gap down, and I came around and, you know, whiffed the guy and made a great play.
Now, offensively, have you ever seen Aaron Rodgers? If I told you Aaron Rodgers only had 77 yards passing, would you have said, well, that was like the first quarter, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would have never thought, but, you know, Aaron is a great quarterback, and he's our quarterback, and I've been around Green Bay without Aaron, and, you know, I've seen where it took us, and just I'll take Aaron on my team any day.
What's the mood like in the locker room?
Oh, we're great. You know, we're 6-1, and you know, there's many teams across the NFL right now that will be happy to be at 6-1 right now. You know, and a lot of teams aren't there. So we took one on the chin, and
now it's about how you respond to it, right?
Now we're on to the Carolina Panthers.
All right, I like it. All right, that's enough about that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Dayton will introduce us to his guest tonight. It's the Dayton Jones Show here at Sports Radio 107.5, 1400. The Fan, we're live at Thornberry Creek at Oneida.
more of the Dayton Jones Show, presented by Aurora Baycare Sports Medicine. We have everything under one roof for the lifelong athlete. He is coming up on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
What do you miss the most? Dancing, running, playing, or just living life? We're here to tell you that you're more than just a hurt knee, hip, shoulder, or anything else. At Aurora Baycare, we're a comprehensive team of orthopedic specialists. Some of us focus on shoulders, some of us focus on knees, and some on hips. And that's how we became experts. Together with physical therapists and nurses, we'll help you build a customized treatment plan that fits your needs. We're a leading provider of orthopedic surgery in Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin for a reason. We offer the latest in orthopedic technology and treatment options and remain with you every step of the way to help you get back to life. To find out more about Aurora Baycare's orthopedic services or to schedule an appointment, visit aurorabaycare.com/ortho. Aurora Baycare Medical Center is a joint venture of Aurora Healthcare and Baycare Clinic.
If you need new windows, call Tundraland. Here's why. Tundraland is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Now, during our fall kickoff sale, get $150 cash back on every window you replace. Get energy-efficient windows starting at $9 a month. Your Tundraland windows are built with American pride and come with a lifetime warranty. And if you call right now with your new windows, we'll give you a $100 Packers Pro Shop gift card.
800-Tundraland.com.
Get to know Gandrud Auto Group. With 1,200 vehicles in one convenient Green Bay location, Gandrud's philosophy, one low price, always. Our no-pressure sales team will point you to our best price clearly hanging in the window every time. Competitive financing options always available. Gandrud Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gandrud also has Northeast Wisconsin's number one Chevrolet dealership and Northeast Wisconsin's largest Nissan dealership. Get to know Gandrud Auto Group. Visit Gandrud.com today.
Hi, I'm Jim Marotic with Alliance Insurance Centers, and I have a personal question for you. Are you suffering from low T? Are you frustrated with the level of service at your current insurance agency? Left wondering if your dollars should be able to last a little longer? Obviously, by now, you can tell I'm talking about a different type of T. I'm talking about trust. Do you suffer, like so many others, from low trust in your current insurance relationship? Alliance Insurance Centers has partnered with many great providers, providers like Auto Owners Insurance, to make sure that you never have to worry about what life throws your way. Together with Auto Owners Insurance, our team is able to take care of your auto and home, life, health, and business insurance needs, so you have one less thing to worry about. You no longer have to worry about whether you are getting the best rates, as our team at Alliance will take the time to get to know you and design a protection plan that best suits your needs. As an independent agency, you can rest assured that we work for you and not just one carrier. When it comes to your peace of mind, there's no reason to suffer from low T. You need to trust your provider and Auto Owners Insurance. Let Alliance Insurance Centers be your little blue pill. Check out AllianceInsuranceCenters.com today.
Answer this. What do you think would happen to your favorite football team if they went into their next game without a game plan? Disaster? There's a reason teams spend so much time working on their game plan. They want to give themselves the best possible opportunity for success. Why should it be any different when it comes to your investments? Just like football, you need a game plan for your 401k, your IRA, your college funding, and your retirement. Why leave them to chance? A great solution would be to work with the team at Wealth Plan in De Pere. Mike Lynn and their staff have helped hundreds of clients just like you set up, execute, and monitor financial game plans. Plus, as fee-based advisors, their compensation is not dependent on selling you financial products. They have a vested interest in monitoring your accounts and making sure they stay on track. To find out more, simply check out their website, wealthplandepere.com. Or better yet, give them a call at 336-8560. Again, that's wealthplandepere.com. Or simply call 336-8560. Securities and advisory services offered through Harper Investments, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Wealth Plan is your hometown source for independent financial advice.
It's another roadie for the Green Bay Packers when they travel to Charlotte to battle the Carolina Panthers. Green Bay game day begins Sunday morning at 9 on The Fan. This is the Dayton Jones Show, presented by Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, offering made-in-America sunrooms, baths, and replacement windows. Learn more by visiting Tundraland.com today. This is Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Welcome back to Thornberry Creek at Oneida, the Dayton Jones Show here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. All right, Dayton, Who's sitting to my right?
Oh, man, today we're bringing out no other than Nate Palmer.
None other than Nate Palmer, number 51 in your program.
Inside linebacker.
Inside linebacker out of Illinois State.
Yeah.
What's the nickname, the Redbirds?
Yeah, the Redbirds.
The Redbirds. Now, that doesn't sound very ferocious.
It's not, but, we won AA small ball, but, you know, I think we 6-1, 7-1, number 3 in the nation, so, hey. It is what it is.
Well, you don't care, right? It got you to the pros, right?
Exactly.
So how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, you know, just helping out a friend tonight.
You mean you weren't looking forward to coming?
Tone sprung it on me like at 4:00, said, hey, you know, you can do my show. I said, you know, you my homeboy, I got your back.
You know, Nate is pretty clutch with that. You know, he comes through clutch times for me all the time.
Yeah, let me see. Let's go back to the texting.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, okay. Dayton, do you know who your guest for the show is Wednesday? This was Monday at 5:18.
Oh.
I have no guest yet, but I will work on it. Thanks.
What time did I tell you?
I gave him Tuesday off to work on it. Wednesday. Oh, no, yesterday. That was Tuesday. Yesterday, 4:45. Hey, Dayton, any update on tomorrow's guest? Still looking. Today, 1:13, just before I went into the dentist chair, by the way. Dayton, I won't be in the locker room today. Do you have a guest for tonight? 3 minutes ago, Nate Palmer.
Oh, he's lying.
No, he's not.
He's lying to you guys.
It came in during the commercial break that Nate was going to be here.
One thing that I learned since I've been in Green Bay, it's all about communication.
Oh, well, thanks for helping out a friend.
No problem.
Now, what's he owe you?
I don't know. We're gonna hash that out when the show over.
Oh, I like it. You're thinking about it. Yeah.
I'm getting a dog soon, so he might have to puppy sit. So
my dog, I don't know. My dog is pretty territorial, so.
You got a big dog, right? Your dog might eat it. What kind of dog are you going
to
get?
I'm scared, you know.
A little bitty dog. It's called a Pomsky. It's a Pomeranian Husky mix. So it get like probably less than 20 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get a cat?
Because I don't like cats.
Might as well get a cat, you know.
All right. Is it a hairless dog?
No. It got a lot of hair on it.
That's my kind of dog, hairless dog.
All right, yeah?
Yeah.
We're not even going to go there.
Yep.
So, out of Illinois State, it's been an interesting, this is your third year at the Packers, right?
Yes, sir.
So, 2013, you played, like 8 games, something like that, about half the season, right?
Yeah, half the season.
All right, making an impact, had an opportunity to be a part of the squad last year, and then you got hurt, right?
Yeah.
But last preseason game of the season or something along those lines?
2 plays before end of the game.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
And then, remind me what that injury was?
I tore my MCL pretty bad.
MCL.
Yeah, not the ACL, but the MCL.
I guess if you're going to tear one of the CLs, we could ask Aurora Baycare. They're right here.
Oh, okay.
Sports medicine. We could.
Hey, y'all.
Is the MCLs better to tear than the ACL, right? Yeah, see, there they go.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah.
But
just tear one of those CL things.
And you'll be okay.
Yeah. And then they'll fix y'all up.
You know, that's all over. Nate overcame adversity and... You know, it's a new year. Tell us about inside linebacker, though. How's the transition been for you?
How's the transition been for you? That was going to be my next question.
Dang, Tony trying to take his job?
Yeah. Exactly. Man. Ever since he started doing this show.
Man. The transition to inside linebacker has been pretty good. It's given me an opportunity to get on the field a lot more than an outside linebacker has in the past. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, take it one day at a time and just get better each and every week. Ultimately, you know, it's my first season playing inside linebacker, so I still have a lot to learn. But, you know, with the surrounding cast that we have inside the locker room, the coaches, and everyone else, you know, I feel like they're helping me make the transition as more easier than it would be.
What are the different responsibilities of the inside linebacker as opposed to the outside linebacker?
Well, the position I play with inside linebacker is the buck, so I have to get the defense set. So that's a big difference from outside, because outside you just listening and you just get a line. So that and you know, gap control. You know, you're responsible for more than one gap. Inside, you know, you have the gap to you and your gap away. And as a linebacker, you pretty much cut the field in half. You got your outside gap, and that's pretty much it. And also pass coverage is a huge aspect with inside linebacker. You know, I'm learning the nuances with that. You know, that's something that comes with time. You know, you're just not going to get that overnight or in the course of a couple games. You know, you just got to, it's pretty much more of a feel type thing and experience type thing. So, like I said, you know, I'm getting better each and every week. And, you know, I just try pretty much to try to stay confident in my abilities and, you know, stick through the rough days and, you know, smile in the good days.
So when you say get the defense set, because I remember when Sam went down and you shifted in, there was a lot of questions about who was going to wear the headset. Uh-huh. In the helmet, and they started with Clay. Is he wearing it, or are you wearing it?
No, he still wears it, okay. but he gives me the call. Well, of course, he gives everyone the call.
Right.
And I still set the defense. So, you know, I would love to have a headset. You know, I think it's pretty cool. But
it sounds like they don't work half the time, is what it sounds like
real.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
Get some FM radio station in there when you're trying to get the play.
Yeah, I think last game they got a little bit of 107.5 to fan.
I like the way you operate there.
Oh, okay.
I love that, Nate.
Yeah,
I like it. Cheap plug. Yeah, but you probably heard some pretty good programming.
Mm-hmm.
But nice.
Some nice airplay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you like to do on your free time, Nate?
I bowl all day. I haven't been bowling this season because I've been really studying a lot because, like I said, the position changed. But normally you catch me at the bowling alley at least during the season, probably once or twice.
I don't know. Chris Banjo said he's the best on the team.
Banjo is pretty good, but you ask Banjo, check my resume.
So what's your average?
My average probably like 180.
180?
Yeah. Career highlight.
I went bowling with Nate.
Career highlight.
He got his own ball, got his own shoes.
Really?
He got
wearing
Jackson
one of those
glove.
Little glovey things?
You know them Chicago, Chicago dudes, man. They got to have the sparkling glove with
don't
the matching ball.
I do got my own ball. I got two
balls. It's one for like the spare ball?
Yeah, one is for the spare. And I got my own shoes, like Tony alluded to, but, you know.
Well, everybody should own their own bowling shoes. You go to the bowling alley and they give you the most hideous shoes imaginable. I think they do that so that you don't steal them.
But people still probably steal them anyway.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
So do you get better at bowling the more you drink like I do?
No, I can't combine those two.
No?
No. I tried a long time ago, and it was a total fail, so I don't even combine those two.
Oh, yeah. I'm just terrible at bowling, period.
Yeah, Tone's pretty awful.
Yeah, I'm horrible.
I think his wife might be better than him.
She
with
is.
Her,
she's
with
better
her
than
left
a
hand.
Lot of things. Yeah,
so do they need
good.
To put the little bumper things up for you?
They put the bumpers up, and to get Tone the little ramp to roll the ball
down. I
can't
down. Hit the pins at all.
The little dinosaur guy that they have out in.
They push that out the start.
They have that up at the Swamico Bowl. A little dinosaur dude.
Oh, yeah. Give me a nice little pink ball, too.
Yeah?
See? Okay.
You like to go cosmic bowling when it's
no,
all...
I hate that because I need to see the arrow. I'm a true bowler, so like, I need to see the lane. I don't like all that glitz and glamour.
See, that's my type of party, you know.
That's pointless.
Perfect. You know, it's lounge time.
I'm too competitive.
Turn down the lights and have everything
turn
glowing.
Turn down the lights. We're all chatting, having fun.
Sure.
That's the best.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I'm too competitive, so...
Do you complain about the oil on the lane all the time?
Yes, that's me. Trust me.
Yeah?
You should see him.
I can tell if the lane's been oiled or not. You can tell by how hard the ball
hooks. They said he was starting the Green Bay Men's League.
Yeah, I thought about joining the league this season, but, you know, that didn't happen.
This whole little football thing getting in the way?
you should put together a five-man team.
Yeah.
So do you go on, like, then Tuesdays on your day off? I mean, do you bowl with... Banjo and
yes, it'll be Banjo. Doing like OTAs, it's always Banjo, Devontae, Richard, myself, Miles when he was here. Who else used to go? Sam goes, but Sam just like joke around when he in there.
Barrington?
Yeah, Barrington. Oh, yeah. Casey's okay. Micah's pretty good too. And that's pretty much it. House and Boykin used to go a lot too when they was here too. So you know it's kind of
I mean you said that during OTAs and stuff, but you don't bowl during the season?
No, I do, but it's like since my role has expanded this year,
mm-hmm.
you know, I kind of focus more on,
right,
you know, that stuff.
This whole studying thing gets in the way.
Like I was literally watching film before I got here. Like, I got this thing where I hook my
app. Dayton said you came from the bowling alley.
Dayton is a liar. Don't listen to him.
He went and told his whole story about bowling, you know, what he ate there, chicken strips or ranch and...
Where do you bowl? Have you been to all the different bowling alleys around here to find out who oils the lanes the best?
And it's a Swabanon.
A Swabanon lanes?
Yeah, did I say it wrong? What did you say? Swabanon?
Swabanon.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, y'all know. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, exactly. They know, right? We know what you're talking about. All right, we have to grab a break. When we come back, it's time for Dayton and Nate go head-to-head, probably along with a little help, too. It's the Dayton Jones Show. We're live at Thornberry Creek at Oneida here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
The Dayton Jones Show, presented by Aurora Baycare Sports Medicine. We have everything under one roof for the lifelong athlete. Is coming right back on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Packers fans, enter to win the ultimate Packers game day experience. Go to Tundraland.com today. Your Packers experience will include a signed helmet and football, a $200 Packers Pro Shop gift card, and two incredible premium seats with food and drink included. Go to Tundraland.com, enter to win today. Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Go to Tundraland.com, enter to win today.
800-Tundraland.com.
Here's the deal. VNS Midwest Carriers is hiring and looking for over-the-road truck drivers. VNS pays off the hub mile with a full benefit package, including 401k and profit sharing. So if you strive to drive with the best, join VNS Midwest Carriers, family-owned with an excellent safety rating, top-of-the-line equipment, award-winning services, and weekly runs for more quality home time. Hop behind the wheel today and come drive with VNS Midwest and get paid for something you already love to do. Apply online at vsmidwest.com.
Your pet is a member of your family, and when a family member needs care, you want the very best. Welcome to the Animal House, the only pet care facility in Northeast Wisconsin where your pal can receive veterinary care, boarding, daycare, grooming, and training all in one easy location. It's 15 minutes from anywhere in Green Bay. The award-winning Animal House is Green Bay's leader in total pet care with friendly fees that will make you cheer. Rush to AnimalHouseGreenBay.com. The Animal House, the leader of the pack.
Hinterland has been brewing world-class artisanal beers right here in Green Bay, the land of legends, for 20 years. Hinterland's quest to brew the ultimate beer is designed to take you to your hinterland on your quest to experience the best. Begin your hinterland adventure with their flagship beer, Luna Stout, a dark, creamy, refreshing craft beer. Try their classic American Pale Ale or India Pale Ale featuring Simcoe hops, White Cap, a session white IPA, and of course, come back to Hinterland's classic Packerland Pilsner, which feels like home, and now available in 12 packs of 12-ounce cans. Hinterland's award-winning beer can be found throughout Wisconsin's finest restaurants, bars, and anywhere beer is sold. Learn the Hinterland story at hinterlandbeer.com.
Diamonds and gold. Does everyone know my favorite thing? My weakness? My passion? That's right, buying jewelry, and this year at Diamonds and Gold is no exception. I've been watching the trends, looking at what the stars are wearing, and I love what's happening. So I've gone a little crazy and stocked up on trendy jewelry that will look great long into the future. Beautiful, open, wide, wiry diamond rings. Simple trapeze necklaces. Halo pendants and earrings to match that gorgeous engagement ring style craze. White gold, rose gold, mixed colors of gold, and yes, yellow gold is coming back. Of course, as you'd expect from Diamonds and Gold, many of these are even more beautiful and unique than the mainstream. We also have these great trendy looks in our Lafon sterling silver line starting at under $100. So come check out the latest in hot jewelry styles right here at Diamonds and Gold in Bellevue on Central Drive, behind Walgreens and Tucson's, next to Lady Savannah. We are Trends Central.
Diamonds and gold, we put a little sparkle in your life.
I'm passionate about coaching, watching my team progress, learn, grow, succeed. I'm proud to be a leader. But when it comes to my finances, I'm glad to partner with Baylake Bank. I know my financial goals, and I trust them to help guide me to get there. Like a trusted financial coach, we succeed by working together.
Are you ready to review your finances? Baylake Bank is here to offer advice and guidance for financial success. Baylake Bank, helping build the good life. Member FDIC.
What happened while you were sleeping last night? Wake up with Bill and Ricky weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
We're talking about the green and gold on the Dayton Jones Show, presented by Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, offering made-in-America sunrooms, baths, and replacement windows. Learn more by visiting Tundraland.com today. This is Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Welcome back to Thornberry Creek, get Oneida, the Dayton Jones Show here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. Who knows what time it is? It's time to know. Play What Do You Know About the Green and Gold, Marcus. Fire up the music. Love this old 70s game show music. Look at that. Nate's tapping his hand to it. Yeah, see, he's involved. He's into this. All right, let's see. Let's test your bells. Nate, see if your bell works. There you go. Dayton, see if your bell works. All right, there you go. Phil's going to help out Dayton. John's going to help out Nate if need be. Are you guys ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
Nate, have you ever played the game before?
If I have, I can't remember.
All right, well, that doesn't matter. I got five trivia questions. Ring in if you think you know the answer. First one to three wins a semi-valuable prize for your helper.
Okay.
Actually, it's not valuable at all.
Oh, shoot.
All right, question number one. Are you ready? Dayton, you're feeling a little confident about it? You feeling confident about this
Nate,
one?
Nate is a really smart guy. He knows everything about the green and gold. So
and Tone's kind of a cheater. So
all right.
I'm kind of nervous.
Are you ready to go? What current teammate of yours played for the Carolina? Who? Dayton's in.
Julius Peppers.
Julius Peppers. Current what teammate. Former teammate of yours played for the Carolina Panthers? Julius Peppers is correct.
Yeah.
Wait, this might be like the quietest crowd we've had all year.
You didn't know that?
You're supposed to know that automatically. That's
I knew
question.
That, but it's like you trying. I was hoping it wasn't him.
I swear I was.
All right. Question number two. Who did Carolina lose to in Super Bowl 38? Oh, Nate's in first. Do you want to consult with John, or do you think you know the answer?
That's New England Patriots. Run off.
New England Patriots. It's 1-1. Dayton, he's getting up in your grill. He's getting in your personal space there.
We in there.
Are you taking this serious, Dayton?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Confident. I'm locked in.
Do the Carolina Panthers play in North Carolina or South Carolina? Oh, was that Dayton?
North Carolina.
What?
Whoa, hold on, whoa. What's going on?
They know this is really the Nate Palmer show.
Y'all think y'all can do this to me? Huh?
Now, who was it?
No, it was Dayton.
Dayton, what's the answer?
North Carolina.
North Carolina's correct. 2-1 on the Dayton Jones Show.
Come on, baby. Y'all want to see me fall?
Yep.
Question number three, four. Oh, I like to call this Packer math. If you add Dayton's jersey number to Nate's jersey number, what do you come up with? Oh, Nate's in.
Come on, now. 146.
146 is correct.
He's gonna say, come on now, his friend, his
it don't matter. Answered, it doesn't matter.
His buddy just saved me.
I had to stall time while I added. He quicker than me. I mean, hey.
See, I needed the wife right there. You know,
I didn't even see
she over there.
Fingers so, to count on. Wait. All right, for all the marbles. And by the way, Corey won last week. So you need this one. Are you ready? Before joining the Packers as special teams coach.
That was Nate, he said.
Who rang in first?
Who's?
Dayton, what's the correct
that
answer?
Wasn't Dayton first.
That was you.
It was
and you. And you can't finish the question.
You
have to answer the question with the information you gave. Nope,
first.
It was Dayton Jones. So, okay. It's your show.
I'm quickly losing control of this.
I'm going to say, is it Ron Zook?
Ron Zook is correct.
There you go, baby. You got to know your coach. Know your coach, baby.
I thought you were going to ask.
Know your coach.
Where did he coach at before he got here?
Know your coach.
Illinois.
You see, I know correct. That. He was my college coach.
First. Y'all tried to demise
me. That wasn't.
Y'all tried to give it to Nate.
All right, there
then
you go.
Put it on me.
I told you he's a cheater.
See?
There another go, baby. Semi-successful What Do You Know About the Green and Gold. When we come back, questions from the audience. If you have anything for the guys, raise your hand. We'll come around with the wireless. In the meantime, I'm going to have a Packerland Pilsner. We're back with more at Thornbury Kick It Oneida here on The Fan.
You're listening to the Dayton Jones Show, presented by Aurora Baycare Sports Medicine. We have everything under one roof for the lifelong athlete. We've got more to go on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
If your bath needs updating, it's time to call Tundraland. Here's why. Tundraland is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Now during our fall kickoff sale, you'll save $500 on your new bath system. Get a beautiful new bath starting at about $39 a month. Your Tundraland bath will last a lifetime and can be installed in just one day. And if you call right now with your new bath, we'll give you a $100 Packers Pro Shop gift card.
800-Tundraland.com.
This is the Aurora Bay Care Sports Medicine Minute, a weekly feature of the Dayton Jones and Corey Linsley Show on The Fan.
Talking with Dr. Harold Schock, orthopedic surgeon with Aurora Bay Care Sports Medicine, overused muscles. That's kind of a generic. Give me an overlay.
Yeah, so what an overused muscle is any time that you're doing, and typically it's the same activity repetitively, and you get soreness or there's soreness or there's an ability for that muscle not to recover before you're asking it to do that same activity again.
Well, I'm guessing that we all do this then if we're playing sports. I mean, you don't run different ways. I guess you don't really play football or hockey or baseball different ways. Sound to me like a common problem.
It is really a common problem. And I think that one of the big issues that we have with dealing with overuse injuries is that sometimes there's previously a mentality of no pain, no gain, where you just continue to push on no matter how hard it hurt or no matter how sore you were. I think what we're seeing in today's athletes is a little bit more of an educated approach to overuse muscles. And specifically, what will happen is if someone feels that they're getting fatigued, there's recognition that a fatigued muscle may have an increased injury rate for the knee or something that muscle is trying to prevent. And I think that we're seeing more athletes now do cross training and different types of training methods that don't just constantly overuse the muscle in the same way.
Sounds like you have to do rest and recovery then in between workouts and practices?
Yeah, I think it's very important for athletes to do appropriate rest and recovery, not just time off, but appropriate hydration, nutrition. All of these things are things that we've seen a lot of advances in recently. And then not just that, but I think that having the athlete do a slightly different activity from a one workout to the next workout and changes the way that it uses the muscle, so you're not just having exactly the same muscle patterns being overused.
Well, the one thing that comes to mind when you talk about this and would maybe be like running, I guess we could slide this conversation into working out and trying to be in shape, whether you're running on a treadmill or running outside. Running comes to mind. How many days in a row should somebody run then, like if they're exercising at the Y to lose weight or something like that?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at, we sort of look at two different types of runners. We have our recreational runners that are trying to run to lose weight. And I think it's important in that case that you ramp up slowly. Injuries such as stress fractures, shin splints, and even exercise-induced compartment syndrome can come on if you start ramping up, you're running too quickly. Sometimes we see that in our recreational runners. Now, in the higher-end runners who are trying to train for marathons and things like that, there are very specific taper schedules where sometimes they may be working on shorter distances, sometimes longer distances. But again, it's important in our higher-level runners who are training for marathons, they're not doing exactly the same program every day.
So when you talk about overuse of muscles, then are we talking about things that eventually lead to hamstring pulls, groin pulls, calf injuries, things of that nature, or what kind of injury are we talking about here with overuse?
Yeah, overuse injuries are often, we hear about groin pulls. Hamstring is a very common one that we see. Achilles tendonitis or Achilles tendon issues commonly present, especially in our runners. Some quad injuries may be a little bit more frequent in our sudden cutting, twisting, pivoting activities.
What is the best advice then if somebody's really trying to hit it 7 days a week and really trying to hit it hard?
I think the best advice is really to cross train and one, to cross train, and two, I think the other thing is you have to be very honest with yourself. If your body's giving you feedback that the same activity is causing pain, especially joint pain, then you may want to look at altering your activities.
Now, if somebody's into health and fitness 100% and knows what cross train is, for those that aren't really into it, that are just the kind of the weekend warriors, what is cross training?
Yeah, so what cross training is using different activities to try to improve your specifically what we're talking about is cardiovascular fitness. So for example, as opposed to running 5 days a week, maybe you run 2 or 3 days, do an elliptical one day, bike one day, swim another day. And so cross training is training different muscle groups, but all of these activities are improving your cardiovascular fitness.
Dr. Hill Chalk, orthopedic surgeon with Aurora Bay Care Sports Medicine, tips on keeping your body in better shape.
After the Packers and Panthers are done, talk about it with Ricky and Harry Sunday afternoon at 3 on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. You're listening to the Dayton Jones Show on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan, presented by Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, offering Made in America sunrooms, baths, and replacement windows. Learn more by visiting tundraland.com today.
Welcome back to Thornberry Creek at O'Nite. It's an 8 Palmer Show with guest Dayton Jones. That's what Nate said during the thing. I mean,
yeah, man, he's a sore loser. So, you know, we're excited he came out, you know, but, you know.
Last time he has to come on the show, I guess.
What's my record this year?
How many times have you been on the show? I can't even keep track.
How many times have you cheated?
3-0.
3-0.
Yeah,
Corey's like 5-0.
Hey, you know, we're gonna meet up at the end, and it's gonna be.
Have you guys go head to head? Last show of the year, you'll both come on, and you'll go head to head for the championship.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's perfect.
Bring you both on head to head, the championship. Questions from the audience. Although you guys are very quiet tonight, so I don't know if you have any. Raise your hand. Sam will come around with the microphone. All you have to do is speak into it, and then you're good to go. If you don't have any questions, I'm loaded with a bunch of questions. For instance, Nate. Your degree at Illinois State was what, like health sciences or something like that?
Yeah, health science.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how healthy would you say I look? 10 plus?
Yeah, let's go 10 plus.
Just don't, look, before you say anything, remember radio adds 10 pounds.
Okay, so we're going to go 20 plus.
The only thing that matters is if your wife cares.
Exactly.
Well, listen to this guy. He's got a whole new side to him now.
Yeah, don't let that fool. That's on-air Dayton.
All right. That's on-the-air Dayton radio show Dayton.
Exactly. Okay.
There's a whole different locker room Dayton?
Yes, he's off the chain.
So what do I do in the locker room, Nate?
Can't discuss that. That's like Vegas. What happens in the locker room stays in the locker room.
There you go.
Nate is quite the dancer. You should see him in the locker room.
Okay.
I can't dance.
So, I spent enough time in the locker room. I don't want to go back there and revisit that. You know, when you guys are in there. Oh, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. So, Dayton, you didn't get to get away during the bye, did you?
Oh, no. I just stuck up here. I had the newborn and, you know, just kicked my feet up.
You helped build a playground.
Oh, yeah. Over
in Pulaski.
Well, me and Nate.
Were you there, okay, too?
Yes.
Nate wasn't. He didn't help at all. Just standing back, chilling.
Leaning on a shovel?
Yeah, man.
Well, you were probably just managing the situation,
exactly.
Right?
You need a manager.
Right?
Yeah, man.
No, I think I did more work than Tone left early, too. So.
What?
Now, what are the odds of that swing set collapsing when somebody's on it?
Blame Nate.
Blame
Kids
Nate.
Of Pulaski, blame Nate.
Blame Nate. Okay.
I was in charge of the concrete, so.
Nice. Some of the smoothest concrete you've probably ever seen, right?
No.
Levelers, concrete, no? Did you guys put like your handprints or anything in it at the end?
Mm-mm.
Dayton and Nate were here?
Nate put his chest on it.
No,
there's an image I really didn't need either.
Oh,
so
the kids of Pulaski.
So not only that, did you help build a swing set, a playground in Pulaski, then you were also down at one of the great sponsors of this show. You were at Tundraland.
Oh, yeah.
Signing autographs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And apparently you got fascinated by the alpacas.
Oh, man, the alpaca, man, wow. Beautiful animal. But I swear I tried to feed it some hay, and it tried to bite me.
Oh.
It tried to bite me. I thought it wasn't an aggressive animal. You know, I thought you could pet it like the sheep. Thing reached out and tried to bite me. So.
You better be careful. You wind up with a hand like JPP.
Oh, man, I don't want that.
No. Feed too many alpacas, you know, you'll...
Walk around throwing a piece for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you'll have one of those. So you didn't get back to Chicago.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I thought you were building the playground.
No, that was the week after.
Oh, yeah. So you went down to Chicago for a little bit.
Yeah, I was down there for the bye week.
It was with Jay Cutler.
There you go. They was on the bye week, too, if you want to be sarcastic, Dayton. So he was gone.
Were the Bears on the bye? So he was gone. He was back in wherever it is that Jay Cutler goes to, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Neverland.
Did you grow up a Bears fan?
Let's not talk about that today. No, I want to be able to walk, you know, get back to my car, so I don't want everyone to try to mob me.
Yeah.
Well, Bulaga was like a Bears fan growing up, wasn't he? He was from Illinois.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to try to throw down with the great Nate Palmer.
Not today, anyway. I'm feeling kind of feisty, so I might win a couple.
Yeah, there you go. So, so that would be a yes.
Yes, it was. Urlacher was one of my favorite players.
Why could you not like Brian Urlacher? I mean, just from a football standpoint.
Yeah, you know, He's
the rest of them still suck, but Urlacher was okay.
Lance Briggs was pretty good too, but
okay, outside of him, okay. The rest of them suck, but still suck.
Was you a Packers fan growing up?
No.
Was it hard for your family and friends when you became a Packer?
It was really easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very easy.
Now, do they still cheer for the Bears?
My friends would be like, we want you to do good.
You're not welcome back in Chicago, huh?
But, we want your team to lose. It's one of those type things.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you can't have one without the other.
After Thanksgiving, right. Man, I recommend you not go home for a few weeks.
Probably not.
So what do you think about that, Pat, that Ditka commercial with McDonald's where he puts on the Packers sweater?
I thought that was pretty I thought I was seeing something for a second. And I looked again when the commercial came on. I said, he really put on the Packers sweater. And I was like, wow. That's going to cause some drama.
I was going to say, you'd have to get a pretty penny to do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You'd have to get paid pretty well to put on something like that. So how does it work when you guys go and build playgrounds in Pulaski? Do the Packers come to you and say, hey, look, we need 6 guys to go build a playground, and they nominate you, or you volunteer?
Just pretty much volunteer.
I kind of got forced volunteered into it, but we're not going to talk about that either.
Well, there's a lot of things you don't want to talk about tonight.
No, I'm just being funny. I try to get out of the community a lot.
Got a lot of skeletons in the closet.
Or two.
But,
we'll dig into those in hour number 2 of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hour number 2.
Didn't Dayton tell you? We go till, we go till 8.
Yeah.
He didn't tell you that?
Not this Wednesday.
Well, I'm telling you, at 7 o'clock, this crowd all leaves, and there's a new crowd out in the parking lot right now waiting to come in. We got to kind of do the whole show over again with a whole different set of questions, though, for the trivia contest.
Did I roll out the barrel at the end?
Did Tone text you another guest?
No, he said he was. Well, if you wait another 7 minutes, he's going to ask you to be the guest on hour number 2.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. Probably not.
It's all about communication, baby.
Yeah, I got to watch film.
Here's our text. Hey, Dayton, who do you have for hour number 2? Still working on it.
I thought we were going to Texas Roadhouse after this, Nate.
I'm going home and watch film. I don't know what you're going to do. I'm going to eat this good food they got up here. I ordered me a quesadilla and a salad. I'm going to watch me some film.
And watch some tape. I'll be honest with you. That sounds kind of boring.
It does, but it's the life that we live.
Yeah?
I love it. You got to love it.
Yeah.
What tape do you watch then? I mean, is it the 22, as they say, or what do you watch?
I watch I like watching the end zone copy, and I of all the run tape. So what I do is I got an Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
I swipe it up to my television.
Yep.
And it's on my TV, and I stand in my living room. You can call me crazy, and I just play it, and I'm going through my steps. So I'm having a little mini walk through my front room.
So somebody that lives below you, pounding the ceiling, hey, calm down up there.
I stay on the first floor, so I ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Dayton, what do you do for watching tape?
Oh, man. I just go home, basement, chill,
get away. And watch Barney now, right? Watching tape, breaking down tape is watching Barney and Sesame Street.
Dragon Tales, Barney, Sesame Street, all those good
little
shows.
Little Einsteins.
Yeah, I got to catch up on my PBS TV shows. So,
there you go.
it's a new day and age.
All right, when we come back, we'll take a look ahead to the Carolina Panthers as the Green Bay Packers look to get back on track. Hour number 1 of the Dayton Jones Show nearly in the books here at Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
We are coming right back with the Dayton Jones Show, presented by Aurora Baycare Sports Medicine. We have everything under one roof for the lifelong athlete. More on the Green and Gold is next on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
What do you miss the most? Dancing, running, playing, or just living life? We're here to tell you that you're more than just a hurt knee, hip, shoulder, or anything else. At Aurora Baycare, we're a comprehensive team of orthopedic specialists. Some of us focus on shoulders, some of us focus on knees, and some on hips. And that's how we became experts. Together with physical therapists and nurses, we'll help you build a customized treatment plan that fits your needs. We're a leading provider of orthopedic surgery in Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin for a reason. We offer the latest in orthopedic technology and treatment options and remain with you every step of the way to help you get back to life. To find out more about Aurora Baycare's orthopedic services or to schedule an appointment, visit aurorabaycare.com/ortho. Aurora Baycare Medical Center is a joint venture of Aurora Healthcare and Baycare Clinic.
Packers fans, enter to win the ultimate Packers game day experience. Go to Tundraland.com today. Your Packers experience will include a signed helmet and football, a $200 Packers Pro Shop gift card, and two incredible premium seats with food and drink included. Go to Tundraland.com, enter to win today. Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Go to Tundraland.com, enter to win today.
800-Tundraland.com.
When it's game day in Green Bay, we all bleed green and gold. Well, most of us. That one black sheep bleeds a different color. Maybe they like, or the, and yes, even the, let's let them cheer. In fact, let's help them cheer with Game Day Sports at Bay Park Square Mall. They've got NFL, MLB, and college, and they have that hard-to-find item. Game Day Sports gets everyone in the game no matter what color you bleed, especially green and gold. Bay Park Square Mall in the Yonkers wing. True sports fans get their game face on with Game Day Sports.
Hinterland has been brewing world-class artisanal beers right here in Green Bay, the land of legends, for 20 years. Hinterland's quest to brew the ultimate beer is designed to take you to your hinterland on your quest to experience the best. Begin your hinterland adventure with their flagship beer, Luna Stout, a dark, creamy, refreshing craft beer. Try their classic American Pale Ale or India Pale Ale featuring Simcoe hops, White Cap, a session white IPA, and of course, come back to Hinterland's classic Packerland Pilsner, which feels like home, and now available in 12 packs of 12-ounce cans. Hinterland's award-winning beer can be found throughout Wisconsin's finest restaurants, bars, and anywhere beer is sold. Learn the Hinterland story at hinterlandbeer.com.
I'm passionate about coaching, watching my team progress, learn, grow, succeed. I'm proud to be a leader. But when it comes to my finances, I'm glad to partner with Bay Lake Bank. I know my financial goals, and I trust them to help guide me to get there. Like a trusted financial coach, we succeed by working together.
Are you ready to review your finances? Bay Lake Bank is here to offer advice and guidance for financial success. Bay Lake Bank, helping build the good life. Member FDIC.
From the New Mail Medical Fan Studios, this is WDUC-FM Brilliant Green Bay and WDUC-AM Green Bay, a Cumulus station.
The Dayton Jones Show continues on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. Presented by Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Offering Made in America sunrooms, baths, and replacement windows. Learn more by visiting Tundraland.com today.
All right, welcome back to Thornberry Creek Internet of the Dayton Jones Show here on The Fan, along with special guest linebacker Nate Palmer. Badger basketball in progress coming up in a couple of minutes here on The Fan. So we have 2 minutes to talk about Carolina. You guys are going to have to get after one of the biggest and strongest quarterbacks I've seen in the NFL, Cam Newton.
Yeah, and Cam Newton is a special quarterback. You know, he's a guy who can kill you with his feet, and he's not going to shy away from contact. He's a guy that you're going to need all 11 guys on the defense to, you know, swarm to the ball and make the tackle. You know, they have a pretty good team, a good running back, Jonathan Stewart, and good receivers. Ted Ginn Jr., really fast. So, you know, we're going to have to do our part, you know, swarming to the ball as a unit and just get off the field on third down.
Nate, how much are you going to see Greg Olsen?
Probably as little as possible, actually. he's an excellent receiver, you know, at the tight end position. He possesses, you know, great speed. I think that, you know, they got him down. He's running like a 4.43. I don't think he runs that anymore, but he still has that breakaway speed. You know, they're going to try to get him, you know, football is about matchups, so they're going to try to get our best, you know, person covering him from that aspect and, you know, put the people in a position to just make plays.
All right, big one coming off the loss to Denver. Big one, though, in the NFC, because I know you guys take it one game at a time, but the fans can't help but look down the road and think this might have some sort of tie-breaking procedure when the playoffs roll around.
Well, you know, you got to win every game. You got to try your best to win every game, you know. And like you just said, you know, we're not looking down the road. You know, we're over the Denver loss. We're over to Carolina now, and that's our main focus is Carolina, and it starts tomorrow in practice. You know, making sure we have the right checks, making sure, you know, we have the right play calls to give us the best chance to win a game.
All right. Nate, thanks for coming out. Thanks for being Dayton's hero at the very last moment. Dayton, thanks.
Nate Palmer.
Thank you all coming out. There you go. We'll be back next Wednesday night. I hope you will be too. Corey Lindsley will be out here.
Ooh.
The Daytona Jones Show. We're live at Thornberry Creek in Oneida. Sports Radio 107.5, 1400. The Fan. Badger basketball season opener in progress next on The Fan.
Listening to the Daytona Jones Show, presented by Aurora Baycare Sports Medicine. We have everything under one roof for the lifelong athlete. And Tundraland, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, offering Made in America sunrooms, baths, and replacement windows. Learn more by visiting Tundraland.com today. Join us again next week, live from Thornberry Creek at Oneida, brought to you by Bay Lake Bank. Helping build the good life. Gandrud Auto Group. Over 1,200 vehicles at Gandrud.com. Gandrud. One low price, always. Diamonds and gold. When it's time to have and to hold, come to Diamonds and Gold. VNS Midwest Carriers. Now hiring over-the-road drivers with great pay and complete benefit package. Packerland Pilsner. Brewed by Hinterland Brewery. And available in 12 packs of 12-ounce cans at your local grocery and liquor stores. The Animal House. Leader of the pack for veterinary care, boarding, daycare, grooming, and training. Game Day Sports, located in the Yonkers Wing at Bay Park Square Mall. Wealth Planet DePere, your hometown source for independent financial advice and Alliance Insurance.